Well, here we go. The ink is barely dry on this free trade agreement with China, and Chinese outfits already publicly eyeing off Australian assets. The Chinese state-owned, that's government-owned, property developer Greenland says it sees, quote, no ceiling, its words, on what it is prepared to, quote, unquote, invest, it actually means buy or own, in Australia. Greenland is supposedly a property developer. It says it wants to expand into agriculture. The Greenland chairman, Zhang Yuliang, said this, quote, with the conclusion of the free trade agreement, there will be more and more Chinese investment into infrastructure, urban renovation, and the construction of hotels and offices, and, of course, agriculture, food and finance. Our next step, he said, is to acquire some kind of Australian food and agriculture company and import more Australian produce into China. Note Mr. Zhang used the word acquire rather than invest in. In particular, Greenland reportedly wants to buy dairy and wine-producing assets. It says its first agricultural purchase will be within the next 6 months. Purchase. Greenland has plenty of money to spend. It generated more than $78 billion in revenue over the past 12 months. It's already spent more than $1.4 billion on property in Sydney and Melbourne. Mr. Zhang said Greenland would also like to import skilled construction workers from China to work on its Australian property projects. He said, quote, I believe these related labour policies should be relaxed. Welcome to the brave new world of so-called free trade.